Hey, this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Begsy, get this. It's going to make your fucking day, okay? And I'm not sure if I'm paraphrasing or assuming, but I'm thinking. I'm thinking a lot, and I think I am fucking right. Anywho, I just had somebody call me a fucking stranger, kind of, sort of, not really. A stranger only because he's what? Somebody that I have only met twice? And he's already calling me? To do what? To tell me that he now became a season ticket holder of the Vancouver Canucks. Scratch that, your motherfucking Vancouver Canucks. And he was telling me about how he had that feeling, right? That feeling of, oh, this is what life's all about. That feeling that we all fucking live for. And he felt it coming from not only himself, but himself from 10 years ago. He could feel that young him thank him for doing that thing. And this thing called his life, and that's buying season tickets to your favorite sports team. That's the fucking dream. Imagine going to 41 Canuck games a year. Imagine going to 8 to 10 games at Green Bay every fucking year. Imagine taking those hits of euphoria. There's nothing like it. And in a world that's getting way more introverted, right? That's somewhat of the mainstream for whatever fucking reason. For a world that's getting like that, I'm gonna put that shit on a pedestal, and that's going to a social setting powered by your favorite sports team more often than not, and just connecting, man. Connecting with what you love and other fucking strangers. I make friends every time I go to the Canuck game. Friends that I see for 3 hours. Sometimes, like this dude, who I did meet at a Canuck game, you see more often, but nonetheless, you see friends, you meet people, you do your thing, and it's great. Hold up. It's what life is all about. It really is. Not just your dreams, but, again, connecting with fucking strangers. Don't talk to strangers, right? They taught us that when we were kids. Yo, I get it, but at the same time, was that the ops? Was that the ops? The power of connection, man. It is infinite. So powerful. So many things can set us free, and that is definitely one of those things that can do so, and that's genuine connection. Speaking of which, I feel like I'm having a genuine connection with my inner child, whatever the fuck that is. My fucking 10-year-old self, okay? And no, it's not because I'm a season ticket holder, but it definitely is because the Canucks just made a trade. They're signaling that they want the Stanley Cup. And here at the age of 30, you and I get to set up from the Don't Doze Art Lab and talk about it ASAP and then tell the people about it, which, again, was the fucking dream. You gotta feel grateful. You gotta feel safe. And you gotta feel proud. And you also gotta feel something for a sport team, okay? And do it the right way. All these people getting into sports betting, right? Introduced to sports via money. That sounds kind of fucking evil. Hey, do it for the right reasons, okay? Don't abuse the thing I fucking love and not really appreciate the real superpower behind it, which is, I can't even explain it, man. It's the practice of loyalty and winning and losing and winning and hoping. I gotta go, or else I'm gonna start crying, okay? Anywho, Begsy, one love. Go Canucks, go. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you listen to this, but hey, I'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good morning.